As part of his ongoing efforts to reform the nation's healthcare and insurance system, President Obama will hold a town hall meeting this Wednesday in Annandale, Virginia. The debate over healthcare reform has generated a tremendous amount of discussion, with Republicans warning against the taxing of employer-provided benefits and accusing the White House of being socialist. But healthcare costs are so high in the nation that two-thirds of all personal bankruptcies are filed as a result of unexpected emergency healthcare costs. The problem could severely worsen as millions of baby boomers reach retirement age, stretching the current system to its limit. In a new book called Caring for Our Parents, veteran journalist Howard Gleckman writes about the painful challenges of caring for our elders as well as younger people with disabilities. Through his own personal experience of caring for his father-in-law and researching how others care for their parents and loved ones, Gleckman, in his own words, quote, discovered the irrational and disjointed ways we deliver and pay for assistance and how our dysfunctional system often drives people to get the wrong care in the wrong place at the wrong time. The subtitle of his book is Inspiring Stories of Families Seeking New Solutions to America's Most Urgent Health Crisis. Howard, welcome to Uprising.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
So first, tell us about your own experience, which I understand motivated you to write this book. You had to care for your father-in-law?
Well, my father-in-law and then my father in rapid succession. And it was a very, very difficult and painful experience. It was in some ways very rewarding. This all started when my mother-in-law had a major stroke, and my father-in-law and mother-in-law lived in Florida. We went down there to see what was going on and discovered that she was on life support and that my father-in-law was very ill with cancer, and they had never told anyone in the family about that. And after she passed away, we needed to find a way to care for him. And that sort of set me off on what became a 2-year sojourn, caring first for him. And then just about the time that he died, my father got sick, and we had to care for him as well. And as I said, it was a real challenge. And I learned how the system not only doesn't help, but really makes things more difficult for families who are struggling to do this.
And when you say the system, are you referring to Medicare or just the current private health insurance system, or both?
This is part of the problem is that this is a system that no one understands.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term care is not supported by Medicare, and it's not supported by normal private health insurance.
And when you say long-term care, you mean somebody who needs life support, somebody who needs ongoing care, like in perhaps a nursing home or an in-home nurse?
Most people get their care at home.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term care has many different definitions, but the way I like to define it is it's the care, the personal care that someone needs to maintain the best possible quality of life that they can with a chronic illness. And most people get this care at home, although we always think about nursing homes. Only about 15% of people requiring long-term care get it in nursing homes. Most people have it at home, and most of the care is provided by family members or by friends. And it is paid care is very expensive. It costs the country collectively $230 billion a year. The informal care is even more costly. The AARP has put the value of informal care at $375 billion, and that includes the time that people lose from their jobs having to care for their family members. So there isn't really a system to pay for this. Medicaid will pay for it after you've spent all of your money, after you've gone broke. You can then apply for Medicaid, and it will provide some benefits. Those benefits vary by states. In some states, they're relatively generous. In other states, for example, like California, they're not very generous. And then some people, a very few people, have private long-term care insurance.
Hmm. Now, what about caring for younger people, or rather people of any age with a disability? Does that also provide the same daunting challenge?
It's the same problem exactly. If you are very poor, if you have run out of money, then you can be eligible for Medicaid, and you can get whatever benefits you can. One of the women I got to know in the course of writing this book was named Peggy Ingalls, and Peggy had a ranch. She raised bred horses, and she had a very severe accident, suffered a high spinal cord injury, and was paralyzed. Peggy went through a long and grueling rehabilitation process, was able to get back some use of her arms, a little bit of use of her legs, but not very much, and is now living in an apartment by herself. But Peggy needs the help of aides to get going every morning, to help her get out of bed, help her get to the bathroom, to eat, that sort of thing. And she struggles every day making the system work for her.
So basically, Howard, I guess what you're saying is that the safety net, whatever there is of it, is so inadequate for either people who are born, you know, people who are caring for those born with disabilities who have a sudden disability, as well as those who end up needing long-term care as a result of all of the complications that go with aging. The system is so inadequate that it falls upon the children of those people, or the parents of those people, to informally on their own care for their loved ones. And that is something that's very difficult to sustain.
That's right. I mean, Sonali, I mean, we think about the problems with medical care, and everybody talks about the problem of the uninsured and how difficult that is. And it's true, we have 40 to 50 million people in this country who have no medical insurance. But we have 250 million people in this country who do have medical insurance, either through Medicare or what they get through their employers. Compare that to long-term care, where only 7 million people have long-term care insurance, and everyone else is on their own unless they, as they say, go broke and they have to go on to Medicaid. So almost all of the burden of long-term care is on children, on spouses, and on friends. And the cost is just tremendous. And it's an issue that so far Congress and President Obama have really not focused on. They've paid very little attention to this issue, and that's a tragedy. They should be thinking a lot more about this.
Will overall health care reform cover this, you think, just in the conversation around it, if there is a government public option, as is being discussed, which seems to be the most realistic hope of getting some kind of greater government support for healthcare, if that were to become a reality, would it help in this situation?
No, not at all. The medical care reform that people are talking about, and whether it's one of the public option versions or whether it's a private insurance version, has really nothing to do with long-term care. The only proposal that's out there right now that would do anything to help fix this system, Senator Kennedy has got legislation that he calls the CLASS Act that would provide national insurance for long-term care. But that's separate from the insurance that people are talking about for acute medical care. So with the exception of Senator Kennedy, almost no one in this whole debate is talking about this. Senator Obama has not said a word about it. He never talked about it during the campaign, and he hasn't said anything about it so far since he's been president. And even most Democrats in Congress are unwilling to address this issue.
And it's interesting, Howard, because when we talk about health care, I think many of us sort of internalize the fact that we realize either, you know, we ourselves will be in the position one day having to be cared, or our own parents are going to need that care. But I think we assume that whatever health care system there is now, or improvements that are expected to be made, will cover that care. And you don't really realize how crazy and broken the system is till you're in it.
You know, I think you're right. I think everybody does expect that it's going to happen. It's going to be taken care of until it hits you. And I talked in the book about, I titled the first chapter of the book, The Phone Call. And sooner or later, many of us are going to get a phone call, and it's going to be from a hospital, or it's going to be from a parent saying that one of our parents, or perhaps a brother or a sister, has fallen ill or had an accident and is going to require this kind of care. And when that happens, your whole life is going to change, and you don't have any idea what to do, and you're going to get very little support for the government. If I can tell you another very quick story, a family I got to know in the course of writing this book were Steve and Judy Dow, who live outside of Burlington, Vermont. And they were trying to care for Steve's mother, who had dementia, Judy's parents. They were trying to raise two children who were just getting out of high school and going off to college. And the burden on them was extraordinary. Steve is a contractor. He had to give up, he estimates, $50,000 worth of work because of the time he had to take off to help care for his mom. Judy was a school teacher. She had to quit her job. And that meant not only were they not getting their regular income, but it also meant less of a pension, less Social Security for them when their time came to retire. The burden on them was tremendous, and they had no idea what they were in for until first Steve's mom got sick and then Judy's parents got sick. And that's what happens all the time. There are 10 million people in this country who need long-term care, and there are 40 million of us who are helping care for our parents or for disabled loved ones. It is a story that no one knows about. It is ignored in the political debate, and the only time that people seem to care about it is when it hits them. And the truth is that two-thirds of us will require some long-term care before we die.
My guest is Howard Gleckman, author of Caring for Our Parents, Inspiring Stories of Families Seeking New Solutions to America's Most Urgent Health Crisis. He's a senior researcher at the Urban Institute. He's formerly a visiting fellow at the Center on Retirement Research at Boston College. He's covered economic and fiscal policy, personal finance, and healthcare for 30 years. Howard, how do other countries do it? Do they have a version of what Senator Kennedy is proposing in terms of long-term care insurance?
Yes, they do. Over the last 10 or 15 years, most of the major developed countries in the world have looked at the systems that they had, which were much like ours, a welfare-based Medicaid-type system where you spent all of your money and then you went on government assistance. And over the last 10 or 15 years, countries have looked at it and they said, this is not working for us. So France, Germany, Japan, Korea, Luxembourg, Spain, most countries have now adopted programs where you can purchase national long-term care insurance. You either pay a higher tax for it or you pay a premium, but it's mandatory insurance. In Germany, for example, everyone in the country must buy this insurance. It's paid for by a small payroll tax surcharge, about 2% of wages. And for that, you get a benefit that pays for much of your long-term care, whether you get it at home or in a nursing home. If you want to, you can supplement it with private insurance. A few people do that. But the system is there. It's there for everybody. The Germans, of course, like most of the rest of the world, have had national health insurance for many years. And for them, this is just an add-on. This just flows very naturally from their national health insurance program. Of course, in the United States, it's more complicated because we, as you were saying, we don't have a national health insurance program. So trying to make this fit with what's inevitably going to be a hybrid system with some public insurance and some private insurance is going to be complicated, but we can do it. And as I say, most of the rest of the world has figured this out and have found better ways to make this work.
So very briefly, then, you support Senator Kennedy's proposal. You think that it's adequate?
I think Senator Kennedy is onto a very good idea. And one of the things I like about his proposal is it is self-funding. Hmm. It doesn't require additional money outside of the system. So everybody would pay a premium. The best estimate is the premium would cost somewhere between $75 or $100 a month. And for that, you would get a basic long-term care insurance benefit.
So that's certainly something that listeners can look at as one solution to this ongoing crisis that, in the end, as Howard said, affects two-thirds of us. Howard Gleckman, we're out of time. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Howard Gleckman is author of Caring for Our Parents, Inspiring Stories of Families Seeking New Solutions to America's Most Urgent Health Crisis.